For a breakfast corn cereal you'll really go for, eat Kix, crunchy puffs of real energy-rich corn. And now, Kix, that winning American corn cereal, presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure of Death in the Gray Market. Perhaps the Indians didn't know the value of land when they sold Manhattan for a few dollars worth of trinkets, but they knew the food value of corn, their fighting energy food. Today's modern way to eat this energy-rich corn for breakfast is Kix, K-I-X. Yes, here's a breakfast corn cereal you'll really go for, because corn sweet Kix isn't flakes, isn't shredded. Kix is energy-building corn popped into crunchy, delicious puffs that really stay crisp in milk or cream. Kix gives you all the important vitamins and minerals of corn. Try it. You'll get a kick out of Kix. Lenore Case, Britt Reid's secretary, opened the door to the young publisher's office and ushered in the distinguished-looking man.
Mr. Reid, here's Commissioner Higgins.
Oh, good morning, Commissioner. How's the police department this morning?
Well, if it's anything like the man who heads it, it's tired indeed.
Then have a seat. Miss Case.
Yes, Mr. Reid.
That telephone number I gave you before, will you please call it in a few minutes? I'll take it here.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's on your mind, young fellow?
You know a character named Barkentelli?
Lala? Lala Barkentelli? Sure I do. Why?
I was away on a trip, and I met him on the train last night. Tell me about him, will you, please?
Sure. Lala used to work with the Vince Castile mob when Castile ran the rackets during Prohibition.
The Treasury Department sent him away, didn't it?
Yep. That's all I could get him on, income taxes. But Castile's around again. So are all the mobsters. They're flashing big bankrolls, wearing $200 suits, and driving block-long convertibles. It's like the 1920s again.
What is it this time, the gray market racket?
Yeah, that's what it is. We've been trying to pin something on Castile lately, but it's no go. Federal boys are trying, too, and having the same trouble. Look, what is this about meeting Barkentelli?
Well, me and him's going to do business together, Commish. He's my pal.
It sounds interesting. Let's hear it.
Last night, I went into the club car of the train sometime around midnight. There were only a couple of men there then, and one of them was Barkentelli, though I didn't know his name at the time.
I know what you're going to tell me, Reid. He was making bets with the other passengers that they couldn't answer questions he'd asked them on sports.
You're right. Except none of them had bet.
I'm glad to hear it. He used to make himself a nice penny with his sucker questions, so I've been told.
I figured something like that at the time. So I started answering everything he'd asked, though I didn't bet.
I don't imagine Lala like that.
He looked as if he'd have killed me if we'd been alone. Funny part of it, we were alone before I noticed the others had left the car. The first thing I knew, this fellow was sitting in the chair next to me and talking out of the side of his mouth.
Nice going, smart boy. What's the angle?
The angle? What are you talking about?
Don't play dumb with me, smart boy. You're talking to a guy who knows, see? Only real smart boys don't chisel in on a guy when he's trying to hustle a buck.
Oh, no?
Don't be all-knowing me. Did your racket? Playing the trains and taking the Pullman stiffs on sport bets? Hey, you're a hot apple, smart boy. Won't talk. You can't fool me, though. I got you pegged. Always know the Sharpies when I spot them.
I'm a Sharpie?
You kidding? Sure, yeah, you can't fool me. I've been around too long. Now, look, you don't have to give, but, hey, look. If you're not hustling the trains, what is your racket?
Paper.
Huh? You counterfeiting? Hey, you look too...